This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Lowe's knows a thriving yard starts with quality care. Right now, get Miracle-Gro 3-quarter cubic foot all-purpose garden soil for just $2, was $4.58. Plus, get a free Select Ego 56-volt trimmer or blower with the purchase of a Select Ego 56-volt mower. The best yard starts with the best deals. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/14. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I'm just saying hello to see how you're doing, which I do every day.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm not doing great.
Stolen by Bridges. They've done it again. They've done it again. The New York Knicks take both in Boston and a 2-0 lead heading back to the Mecca.
Earlier on the show, longtime Cowboys insider Clarence Hill. Still to come, Titans general manager Mike Borgonzi. Actor Joe Mantegna. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. Joe Mantegna is joining us on the program. And hour number three, I got to be honest with you, we attempted to get Joe Montana to zoom in and have a Joe Montana, Joe Mantegna summit. I'll be honest, we're not giving up. We're going to still pound on Joe's door because I know Joe Montana is a big fan of Roku. And at any rate, stay tuned to see if that actually happens. We had an hour number one conversation with Clarence Hill about what the Dallas Cowboys did. Did start the program with me as a Knick fan pounding my chest. Chris Brockman, I've never met our next guest, but I'm imagining he feels the same way as you do right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, somebody was born in Everett, Mass.
Yes.
And played high school in Everett, Mass. Yeah. Went to Brown and then taught tight ends or coached tight ends at Amherst College.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling could be a Celtic fan.
I think we're cut from
just
the
throwing
same
it
cloth.
Out there. He's the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. He's Mike Borgonzi here on the program. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good, Rich. How you doing?
Did I nail that one? Did I nail that pick, Mike? Or no?
You did. Last couple of games there have been tough for the Seas. We've been known to come back versus those New York teams, so there's still hope.
Yeah, and I heard it too. I mean, what's with general managers in Boston? You got like a Gettleman accent going on here, Mike. I mean, like, it sounds like that's what happens in the NFL. I don't know.
I haven't lost it yet. Still have the 617 number. Still haven't lost the accent.
Nice.
My man.
Hey, man, I got the 917. You could take the kid out of the 917, but never the other way around.
Yeah, I'm still 207, which is Maine.
That's safe. Here you go. So, see, you guys.
Yeah, we're
you
good.
Guys. No, here.
There's some pride with that.
Okay. I love it. Before we just jump into Titan stuff, I'd love to just, again, you and I have never really spoken before, so just jumping right in. 15 years with the Chiefs organization. Was it Dorsey who brought you in? How did you wind up there?
It was actually Scott Pioli brought me in 2009.
Okay.
I had been working with Boston College for a couple of years, and then Scott brought me in 2009, And then Dorsey came in 13 with Andy and Veach. And so I was there, total of 16 seasons there.
So Pioli, you and he crossed paths while he was with the Patriots? Would that be the DNA of that, Mike, or no?
Yeah, it's funny. It was at an Italian-American banquet that I actually met Scott.
Why not?
And my brother was actually interning for the Patriots at the time. So that's when I actually first made the connection with Scott. And he actually had a couple of roommates at Central Connecticut State from Everett, Mass. So there was some connections there.
How about that? And when you're referring to your brother, you mean the current linebackers coach in Dallas, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We're creating all this connective tissue. And, you know, obviously you had a front row seat for the drafting of a generationally brilliant quarterback. And then, of course, the quick maturation of Patrick Mahomes. And I'm wondering what you saw there, witnessed there, was part of there that you're bringing to bear here with such a massive first selection for you as the general manager of the Tennessee Titans and Cam Ward. Mike?
Yeah, you know, the process was a little different there when I was in Kansas City because we were trying to keep it quiet, you know, the interest that we had in Patrick. We were at, I think we were at pick 27. We ended up moving up to 10. So we did bring Patrick in for a visit on a 30 visit, but really we didn't spend a whole, we didn't want to have a lot of people at the pro day. We didn't do a private workout with them to really kind of keep it secret that, you know, that we actually were going to move up for him. So the process here has been a little bit different where it was a lot more wide open for us. And, you know, we were at the combine with him at his pro day. We did a private workout with him, brought him in on a 30 visit as well. So process was a little different just in terms of, you know, Brian and his staff really meeting him and drilling down on the football intelligence piece was pretty similar to when we what we did in Kansas City when we brought Patrick in the building. But, you know, the whole process was a little bit different. And then, you know, when we took Patrick that year, too, we obviously we had Alex Smith and there was a plan in place to sit him for a year. So there's a little bit of differences there in terms of just the evaluation period and maybe the plan moving forward. You know, some of the characteristics I saw when we scouted Patrick, I kind of mentioned some other interviews. Just, you know, the arm talent obviously stands out with Cam. Some of the natural instincts and poise in the pocket that he has and his ability to create outside the pocket. And then when you really got a chance to meet Cam, you know, we were really impressed with just the person, not only his football intellect, but, you know, his leadership ability and everything that we, you know, we went through the school and talked to the coaches there, Coach Cristobal. Actually, the first conversation I had was when I was at the East-West game when I first got hired. There was a guy, Eric Morris, there, who's the head coach of North Texas. Mm-hmm. And he was actually the OC for Patrick at Texas Tech. So it was a little bit of a connection there. And he was pretty short. And he's like, he's everything you want. He coached him in Incarnate Word and then took him to Washington State when he got hired there. But he just said, you know, in terms of the leadership and the person, and then he continued to get better. You know, this guy had 57 starts in college, played 5 years of college football. And I think every stop along the way, he got better.
Well, I mean, I couldn't tell you like Cam Ward by the fact that you brought about 90 people with you to the pro day, Mike, including the entire social media team. And I didn't think you were gaining content for other teams, you know, to maybe trade the pick. It was obvious that he was your guy. And I just love hearing that you heard from, you know, as you said, the connective tissue from his coach at Incarnate Word, brought him to Washington State, saying he's everything you're looking for. Mm-hmm. What is that you were looking for that you think Cam Ward checks those boxes, Mike?
Well, in terms of the talent, I mean, that was the big thing. We went through the evaluation. We first got here. A lot of us had not met Cam before. But then when you watch them on tape, when we one of the first things I did when I got hired is to watch all these quarterbacks. And, you know, we went back to Incarnate Word, to Washington State, to Miami, where he played this past season. And every year he got better as he went along. And then, you know, we had not met him before. So the first time we actually sat down with him was at the combine. And, you know, you could just feel, you know, his confidence there, you know, his football intellect. He had great recall when we turned some film on from even past years, you know, 5 years back to Incarnate Word. And there was a humility factor there too to him too, because, you know, one thing Brian did was he made a cut up of all his bad plays. Mm-hmm. And you know, he had great recall in terms of, you know, even 5 years back, you know, this is what I did wrong here. You know, I shouldn't have done this. So you saw a person that continued to get better and that was going to be coachable and that has all the, you know, the talent you're looking for at that position.
And then what's a good story you wouldn't mind telling my viewership, listenership, that you learned about Cam Ward while kicking tires around people that he knows, around people that he's come across or connects with, whether it's somebody who works in the locker room at one of these places or anybody from his high school? Something that we don't know about Cam Ward that you learned of a good story that you wouldn't mind sharing from the process.
You know, there was a lot of stories that we heard over the last few months. You know, a really good story too from the Miami staff is when he first got there. you know, his ability to kind of galvanize the team. So when he first got to Miami, his ability to connect and lead with the team. I guess there was a throwing session that they talked about that when he met with the players, and there was a receiver that was not there at the time, and he was working out with another NFL quarterback, and Cam kind of shot him a text back and said, "Well, I think you should be down here because that quarterback's not throwing your passes this year." So, you know, just his
okay,
his leadership ability. I mean, there's a lot of stories. You know, the night that we actually, before the pro day, we had dinner with his family and his parents, who are great people, and just learning about like his past. Like he's a good golfer, you know, which okay. I didn't know.
All right,
you know, all these different little tidbits you pick up, but you know, the most interesting stories were, you know, some of his leadership, you know, capabilities, and that one when he first got to Miami really stood out to me.
Well, so Mike Borgonzi, general manager of the Tennessee Titans, here on the Rich Eisen Show. What is your plan for Cam Ward then, Mike? We heard a little bit from Brian Callahan. I'd love to hear from you as the general manager. What is the plan for Cam Ward here?
You know, I think, you know, we're going to go in this thing and we're going to create competition here. You know, we still have, you know, quarterbacks in the room with Will here. And, you know, our plan is really he gets in here today with the rookies and just, you know, we're going to take it step by step and see how he progresses. You know, we've done some installs with him over Zoom. You know, before, even before we had him here. So really it's just in terms of just like today and this weekend, it's just like getting in and out of the huddle, you know, calling the play, spitting the play call out. I think it's important. I think Brian has a great plan with his staff and, you know, we're going to take it through the off season OTAs and into training camp and just see how he progresses. But, you know, I think the first thing is, you know, he's really going to, you know, pick up the playbook, first. And then, you know, start to build those relationships with the people in the locker room.
So, you know, again, far be it from me or anybody in the media, Mike, to tell you how to plan your life or your team or to generally manage. And the same thing, obviously, of the head coach. And, you know, and I understand your franchise does have a history of choosing a quarterback very high and letting him sit. I've seen Steve McNair wear both of those helmets behind you in your office. Just as a for instance, that said, when you in the 21st century choose a quarterback first overall and say, we're going to compete, that maybe raises a little bit of anxiety and from the fan base, because normally you choose someone first overall. Last year, Chicago didn't say anything, but Caleb's our guy. He's going to start. That's the way we're going to operate with him, and he's ready to roll. Why not do that with Cam?
Well, I think the expectation is there is him to, you know, you taking a quarterback number one overall that he's going to, you know, uplift your franchise and be that guy. But, you know, part of our job here is to manage expectations as we go through the process here. So, you know, eventually that's what we want it to become, you know, but I think, you know, we really want to take the proper steps to make sure he's ready to go out there and play, whether it be week one or week two or week three. You know, and if he hits the ground running here in training camp, he'll be out there week one.
So it is possible based on just the you never know factor that Will Levis could once again be the starting quarterback to start the season for the Tennessee Titans, Mike.
Well, I think that the competition brings out the best in everyone. So, you know, I think Will's a young quarterback that's still developing. But anytime you take a quarterback, you know, with the number one pick, your anticipation is that he's going to one day, you know, lead the franchise and be a franchise quarterback. But, you know, like I said, you know, we've talked about this plan for a while with Brian and his staff. And, you know, we want to make sure Cam is prepared before he steps out in that field.
Mike Borgonzi here on the Rich Eisen Show. Obviously, when you choose a quarterback first overall, the rest of the draft kind of gets lost. So let's put it up on the screen here. Pound the table for whoever you wish or the whole thing. Go for it, Mike.
Well, I think collectively as a group, you know, we wanted to bring in, I think we got some really talented guys here, but we wanted to really emphasize, you know, the personal and football character makeup traits of all these guys. And all these guys were leaders and really checked the box in terms of all, you know, everything we look for and to being a Titan. You know, we took Femi, you know, in the second round here. You know, he's a young guy that, you know, he played actually middle linebacker and then they moved to the edge the fourth game of the year. So he's got a lot of upside as a pass rusher. And then Kevin Winston we took here in the third. Probably would have went a lot higher in the draft. He hadn't hurt his knee the second game of the year. But, you know, he's recovering and he should be ready here for training camp. And then, you know, we took some skill guys here in the fourth and fifth with Chim and Gunner and Ellick, you know, guys I think that can develop and help this offense and grow with a young quarterback. And then we took a few these guys in the later rounds with Jackson Slater. You know, he's a guy that coming from an FCS school, got to see him at the Senior Bowl. He's, you know, he's going to have great value as a swing interior guy, plays guard and center. And then Marcus Harris was a guy that, you know, he transferred a couple of times, but every year he got better, played his last year at Cal. And then my last guy, I had to say for last, is Kalel Mullings.
Oh, baby. You know I know him, Mike.
And he's a Boston guy, and I know he's a Michigan guy, so you love him too. So we were hoping that he'd be there. So, you know, I was happy when I was able to make the phone call to him.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, what he did for Michigan, certainly this last year. Certainly, honestly, without him, there was no victory over USC, period. You know, Sherrone Moore running the ball on third and a little bit longer than manageable in the horseshoe to try and get a first down, and then he broke their back. That's the sort of stuff, Mike. I love that pick for you, but I'm biased. You know.
Yeah, I love him too. He's a Boston guy. He's a Michigan guy. So he's a former linebacker that turned running back. So he's a big back that runs hard.
All right. So what do you tell your fan base about the expectation level before I let you go on your day here, Mike? What do you tell them?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, we still have a lot of work to do here on this roster, and it's never going to stop. You know, our job here is to create competition and create depth on the roster, and that, you know, we want to win as soon as possible here. But we also realize that, you know, we're going to have to build this thing up again. We were, you know, we had the number one pick here. We don't want to be there again. But our expectation here is, you know, to gradually get better. And, you know, keep adding good players with good football character. And, you know, eventually I think we have a great group of, my staff is unbelievable here. I've added, Dave Ziegler and Reggie McKenzie, both former GMs, and I get a chance to work with Chad Brinker here. So, you know, I have a really good group here, and, you know, we're just going to continue to get better here.
Hey man, nice to meet you. I would say good luck to your Celtics, but I'm a Knicks fan, so we'll just leave it at that. I imagine Will Levis is on board with your C's too. All you guys from Mass there, and
he still carries 617 number two.
Okay, yeah, you would know that for sure. And I guess before I let you go, one last crack at this one. Anything that you saw in Mahomes that you see in Cam Ward? Anything from the process? Anything that you saw there? And I understand it's an unfair comparison. I understand what I'm saying here. But all that said, you had a front row seat for somebody who has changed the fortunes for so many people. Anything that you saw in that process, during the process of Cam Ward, go, oh, I've seen that before, Mike?
You know, the one thing when I first started to watch him was the instinctual feel for the game. You know, some guys just have it. You know, the pocket awareness, his ability to throw guys open, and sometimes see receivers when you don't even think they, you know, come across the screen sometimes, and he's able to see it. So it's this instinctual feel that really jumped out to me that, you know, if I was going to say anything that maybe compared him to Pat, I would say that.
Mike, thanks for the time. Let's connect again, and nice to have you on the program, and I appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, Rich. Great meeting you.
You got it. That's Mike Borgonzi, Tennessee Titans general manager, zooming in from Nashville, getting ready to dominate the AFC South and then beyond there.
That accent reminded me of home.
Didn't it? It sounded like a Ruzioni a little bit,
It was good.
Right?
Yeah, he did sound like a Ruzioni. Good call.
Is there a different accent in Everett than maybe somewhere else?
There's a different accent kind of per state. It kind of depends where you're at. It's really thick up in Maine if you get in the rural parts of Maine. No R's absolutely at all.
So would it have been appropriate for me to ask him how them apples are? Or that's just low-hanging fruit to be figurative?
Yeah.
Or not? Okay.
No one really says that.
Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, the Cardinals pick is in. Do we know?
We do. Breaking news.
Okay, well, we'll figure that out when we come back.
All right.
You know, who better to tell you about it than a Jewish person? So I'll leave that to you.
My son goes to a Catholic school.
Okay,
so, yeah,
so
sure.
You know, I'll delegate.
Oh, thanks.
That's next. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions. So It's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available class executive advanced safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Annie's first oil change wasn't as hard as she thought because she went to AutoZone, where a friendly AutoZoner helped her find the right oil and save on an oil filter. He explained the job and showed her free how-tos on AutoZone.com. When she was done, AutoZone recycled her old oil for free. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, or brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
And another thing, Vonnegut.
You know what? I spent the time during the commercial break looking at a video of every shot the Knicks made after being down 20 with 2 minutes to go. And the Celtics defense was hot garbage on half of them. And Porzingis was on the floor until 6 minutes to go. And I didn't see every single Celtic shot, but I proffer to say not all of them were wide open, Chris. I mean, you do have to own some of it, right? It's not just like, hey, everything, the plan is great.
I mean, a missed shot is owning it, right?
No, I don't know, man. It's just
the big strategy. Here's where the game.
It's like 6.5 minutes they went without. The only field goal they made from the 6 minute mark to go was that right down Broadway,
yeah,
Jason Tatum jam.
The moment the game was lost, the stretch of the game that was the end of the third quarter. The Celtics were up 20,
and yeah,
the next one on an 8-0 run to end the quarter. Four consecutive turnovers.
Well, I mean, it was still
the Knicks scored every run.
It was still a 12-point game with 12 minutes to go.
It was over. We lost right there.
Oh, stop it.
What do you mean, stop it?
Like, you were up 12. How did you lose it there?
You didn't watch 80 games this year. You didn't watch this team play over and over again. They are hands down, without question, the dumbest team in relation to their talent level I've ever seen in the history of sports. Well, they play so dumb.
Whose fault is that?
Theirs, coaches, all of it. They're dumb. It drives me insane.
Well, hearing
and you guys are like, why don't you want to watch? I don't want to watch more dumb basketball.
Well, hearing Mazzulla describe the end game scenario afterwards, where he said he didn't call timeout on.
He didn't call. He had a timeout. Well,
didn't call it.
Seconds.
And that because they tried the same play that Tatum strolled down Broadway and jammed one in. The Knicks.
Four guys standing in front of the basket.
The Knicks defended it better.
Yeah.
And that's when you should fire off your last timeout, right? Instead of just letting it roll from there. Unless, again, it's Jason Tatum. He's your MVP. And the Knicks
played. He's been terrible in these two games.
The Knicks have played terrific defense in the final seconds. Yeah. You know, and so, again, just watching them. And I don't know. I mean, anytime Mitchell Robinson's on the floor, they should just foul him every single time.
And there was a stretch where they didn't. And I forget who hit a three in the corner, whether it was Hart or Bridges.
It was Hart.
Yeah. And it was just like, he's out there. You've been employing this Hacka Mitch strategy, right, and then you don't do it, and they hit a three. It's beyond frustrating. I wish I had hair to pull out.
I just found it interesting that Shaq and Barkley said game three was a must win for the Knicks.
Yeah, you don't think so?
Well, I mean,
you're still up 2-1, and now you're creating, you know, pressure for yourself in game four. You know, going up 3-0 would be great. We do know there is a history of New York teams going up 3-0 on a Boston team, and that wasn't all she wrote either.
Well, the Celtics just did it, too, a couple years ago. They were down 3-0 to Miami, came all the way back to get game seven at home, and then Tatum, you know, rolls his ankle in the first 30 seconds, and that was kind of all she wrote there.
Right.
So this team has come back from a 3-0, but obviously you don't want to put yourself in that situation.
You call it must win?
Well, I mean, like he's been saying, this is the defending champions, right? All year we thought this team's going to find itself in the finals. So if I'm the Knicks and nobody gave you a chance to win, I'd be a little worried. You don't want to give them momentum, right? You don't. 2-1 can easily become 2-2, and you wipe out those first two games. So, I mean, it's easy to sit here and crack, you know, if you're not rooting for the Celtics, but you still got to worry about them.
Of course, they're the defending champs.
But 3-0 for the Knicks is obviously a lot better than 2-1.
Can't believe we're even having this conversation.
You don't want to give this team life.
Yeah, meanwhile, Oklahoma City just...
Jeez. Man, yeah, they circled
they
the wagons.
They put almost 150 and, last night?
I mean, they just spanked
the Nuggets. That game was over in like minute four.
40-11, or I think.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yikes.
Yeah,
First home win.
Wow.
In the second round.
I saw some just gambling stat. If you had put $100 and rolled it over into all the underdog money lines,
right,
it would have been 100 into 48,000 or something. That's how astronomical odds were on these underdogs.
And it's game two tonight, correct? Between the Warriors and the Rockets. And there will be no...
Warriors and T-Wolves.
The Warriors and T-Wolves. And,
yeah, no Curry. He was at the shoot around today, not doing much.
Apparently he's out for a week.
He's going to be more. I think he should be out. He's going to be out for the entire series. Like, they're going to have to win this without him, period. When you're a man in his mid-30s coming off of a
hammy.
I don't need to know what grade it is. Hamstring is a hamstring. Yeah, and if he comes back too soon, he pulls it again and see you later. Then you know.
Then if you make it even further, he's not available.
Right. Then it's entirely possible. Yeah. You're with all due respect, giving Oklahoma City potentially or the Nuggets a buy-in to the NBA Finals to take on the Knicks. What?
You know, I've been thinking about this, and I thought about it last night. Having no dog in this fight, because, you know, both of my teams are out. I think, Chris, I mean, you probably won't agree, but I know you will, Rich. The New York Knicks winning the NBA championship is probably best for NBA business, right?
Come on.
Absolutely not.
Come on.
It is absolutely best for NBA business.
Dynasties are good for business.
No, a New York team winning a championship is great.
Canyon of Heroes Parade. It's been a minute.
It's been a while. Yeah.
It's been a minute. Just let's walk, though, before we run.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
And right now, the walk has been awesome. Dog walking this Celtics team in two consecutive fourth quarters in front of Fitz and Sully and every Wahlberg known to man with the three from JT and JB and KP. It's been phenomenal.
Or maybe the Knicks should try playing a little defense in the beginning of the
game. As great as it, I mean, just I cannot recall having this much fun watching professional basketball games in quite some time, because it's been quite some time.
The most fun I'm having are watching Knicks fans after the game. There's all these videos.
They're not leaving in a timely fashion, and then they're throwing down in the streets.
They are just loving it.
My God.
Soak it up.
No, there's no banner being raised on Saturday.
No,
there's
a game. It sure sounds like the banner's going up.
There's no banner being raised.
It sure sounds like it.
It's not. Just
sure sounds like it.
No, but again, the Knicks have to be really wary of it because all the Celtics need to do is just shoot 1% better from three-point range, and they're going to win.
Just one.
That's all they need.
I mean, these are just facts. Number math is facts. I don't know why that's such an issue in this country right now.
No, no, it's not. It's not that. It's just a very simple thing. It's just, oh, all they got to do is just shoot 1% better and they win, as if, you know, the rest of it doesn't matter. It's just that one little percent. Plus, there's now a home court advantage for the New York Knicks, and that means they're going to have to deal with Russ. You know, you're going to have to deal with Russell Wilson. You know, on, I mean, and Celebrity Row.
Has anybody checked in on Spike?
I mean, Spike is just, you, you, I don't think he's checking
in. By the way, some fan went to the Met Gala instead. All I heard about how great of a fan this guy is.
Oh,
he'd rather
boy.
Go to the Met Gala.
Didn't he already put that to bed with you? I thought you guys squashed
Spike, I think Spike did go to the Met Gala.
Oh, he did. But
he might have assumed tape. You know, assumed tape. Might have gone home and watched it.
Cool.
Because you're not allowed to have your phones inside the Met Gala.
Guess who didn't go to the Met Gala? Timothy Chalamet. What a real fan.
Oh, Chalamet did not go, right?
Didn't go.
Yeah. Man, he told a Kardashian to wait. That is significant.
She went without him.
Ah, that's a surprise. Christian in Toronto, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Christian? Uh-oh, I don't hear him. What's up, Christian? You there? Put him back on hold. Nope. Do me that favor. Well, while Christian's on hold, let's talk about the Catholics. Chris?
Okay.
You got the well, first of all, the NFL tweeted something out, right? That the Cardinals pick was
they
in.
They did.
I had no idea that. I had no idea that.
Really funny.
That I chose the same gag, right?
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Pretty good.
Mark Dalton, the brilliant, I'm in the photo, too. Look at that. Mark Dalton, who is the brilliant. Brilliant media relations guy. I don't know if that's his exact title. I'm sure he's, I guess, Will Johnson, the University of Michigan corner, is speaking today. And he said, Will Johnson, who, like the new Pope, was selected by the Cardinals on day two. That's a good one.
Well done.
It's another good one.
It's really good.
Right?
That's really good.
And I am I'm excited to hand things over to you and find out who is
So for the first time ever in the history of the Catholic Church, the new Pope is American.
Really?
Robert Francis Prevost from Chicago, Illinois.
Wow, from Chicago.
Went to Villanova. A Villanova grad did his undergraduate there. He is a new pope. Born September 1955.
Schefter's breaking the news.
Well, he got it from everyone else. He didn't break it.
Oh, you mean he didn't get the...
Yeah, he didn't get the inside hand? Scoop from, you know, okay. Inside the conclave.
Okay.
So he's going to go by Leo the 14th.
Nice.
He is also, he's American and Peruvian descent. And yeah,
okay.
Takes over.
We should get Schefter on the case. Is he the first pope to ever enjoy deep dish pizza or something like that? I mean, being from Chicago?
Yeah, he was Archbishop of Chicago, Peru.
Nice.
Headed Augusta.
Congratulations.
I can't speak.
I am seeing all of the scenes from just outside, obviously, and the people who are ecstatic. It's exciting to see.
St. Augustine. Yeah.
People are so happy. I've been there before. It's unlike any other spot. So, Christian in Toronto, are you back there, Christian? You there?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, now we can.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, sorry, guys. I don't know why that didn't work.
Don't That's say me, sorry. Buddy. I'm sure it's not on you, Christian.
That's on me, buddy.
So I just have a what's more likely for you guys. Boston comes back and wins the series.
Yes.
Or Dallas Cowboys win 12 games next season.
Oh, that's fun. Long payoff,
huh?
Long time to wait.
I'm gonna go Dallas because with Brandon Aubrey, they've got someone who doesn't miss threes.
So proud of himself.
He's actually the best 3-point shot maker in the NFL, right?
That is actually true, I believe.
He's not missing 45. He's not missing 75 over 2 weeks, right? Not gonna do that.
Not my guy.
Right. So I'll take the better 3-point guy. Brandon Aubrey does. Well, that was simple. That was easy. Thanks for the low hanging fruit, Christian. That was great. Christian in Toronto.
Go.
Okay, there you go.
24-27 from 50 plus in those Brandon.
Did you see that they can't be, I mean, that's un-Celtic like.
It's a good kicker.
But all he's got to do is just make 1% more, and it's a championship. So all I got to do is 1% more.
And then we got a title.
And that's it. The rest of everything else doesn't matter. coaching. The
math is important.
Yeah, the defense. This doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's 1%. That's it.
Math. 1% better.
That's it.
Math.
That was a good one, don't you think? I'm proud of myself for that one.
Yeah, I like
that. I am very proud of myself.
I like that one.
Yeah, I know.
How's that working out for you, being clever?
Actually, pretty well.
I mean, I have to say,
it's pretty good.
It's worked out well for all of us.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Thank you. And another thing.
My man got his name on mugs.
Hyundai is more than just a car. Hyundai is more than just a car company. It's a brand driven by a bold mission and a trunk full of positive energy. But their mission goes beyond the road itself. Hyundai is committed to improving the journey of life for everyone in every way that they can. And with that in mind, I've been telling you about Hyundai's Hope on Wheels. It focuses on raising awareness and funding for pediatric cancer. What a cause. As one of the leading nonprofit pediatric cancer charities in America, Hyundai Hope on Wheels funds innovative research in children's oncology and partners with doctors, researchers, and medical institutions nationwide. They've been consistently donating and providing grants to the spot that's near and dear to my heart, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Last 13 years, they've awarded $3.1 million there. Just one of the 175 prominent medical institutions across the nation receiving funding from Hyundai. Hope on Wheels. Hyundai doing what's right for people through actions, not just words. All right. So there's all of that. Did you see that the Cavs and the Celtics are the first 60-win teams to be down 0-2 in the playoffs ever?
I did not know
that's
that.
Not happened before, and it's happened in the same playoffs. Did you see that?
That is absurd.
Did you that's see great. That only the Celtics are the first 60-win team to blow 20-point leads twice in the same playoffs?
I did hear
which
that.
Means I get my answer if it's ever happened to have a team go down 0-2 in such fashion. Back-to-back games, because it's never happened before. So nobody saw that coming. I understand why it would be a blow or a surprise to anybody. You know? Which is why I'm trying to take care about it. You know, just trying to be careful about it.
Trying to lower the percentage of the chances of them losing is what you're trying to do.
Instead of me speaking it, I'm just going to have others speak for me, like the quarterback of the New York Giants. Russell Wilson, who's a big Knick fan. He's like the Ben Stiller of quarterbacks.
How so?
No, I mean, he's a big Knick fan. Sitting in the front row.
Okay.
Let's take a break. Honestly, I could not, out of anybody who might be new to the Knick party and acting as if they're a long-standing Knick fan.
There's a lot of you out there.
I couldn't have chosen a better avatar to piss off Chris Brockman than Dangerous Wilson.
He's not even going to be the week one starter.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
I'll bet you a dollar.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't have bet that the Celtics would miss 75 threes over the first two games and blow two 20-point leads at home to the Knicks.
You didn't watch 80 games this year?
He didn't watch 80 games.
I think he did.
No, he didn't.
He did. Well, I mean, there was 82 regular season games. Did you watch 80 games this year?
Probably 70.
You rounding up?
Rounding up a little bit.
Okay.
I don't even think he watched 7.
This is not the first 20-point lead that they've blown this year.
Well, he's not watching game 3. That's already been confirmed.
That is true.
You're playing golf, aren't you?
And Cage has a baseball game.
Oh, cool. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have gone to my son's baseball games and watched games on my phone.
Well, I'm a better parent than you.
Oh, is that right?
Wow.
Okay. Good to know. Okay, this is not a drill. Get ready, because Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, hits theaters May 23rd, and I'm counting down the days. This is it, the biggest practical action movie ever made. Tom Cruise and director Christopher McQuarrie are back, pushing the limits of what action cinema can do. We're talking real stunts, real danger, and real edge-of-your-seat intensity, all shot in jaw-dropping locations around the world. Did you see that trailer? Tom Cruise free-falling through fire, Haley Atwell back in action, and the whole crew reunited. Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Isai Morales. It's like the ultimate global team-up. This franchise started almost 30 years ago, and it just keeps getting better. Mission is more than a movie. It's a high-stakes ride built on loyalty, friendship, sacrifice, and seriously gutsy stunts. So, yeah, I'm beyond excited to see Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, on the biggest screen possible in a theater, May 23rd. This summer, the mission is clear. Don't miss it. This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. May is Military Appreciation Month, and we're celebrating the military community that goes above and beyond every day with Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal was created for the military community and is dedicated to ensuring that its members feel celebrated and honored every single day. For over 90 years, Navy Federal's mission has been to support and uplift the military community, and this May is no different. It's not just a credit union, it's also a partner dedicated to helping its members achieve their financial goals. All active duty, veterans, and members of military families are eligible to join. Navy Federal is excited to celebrate Military Appreciation Month as a special time to recognize our troops and the profound contributions they make. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Guys, latest, I'm sorry to say, Chris, latest sign that this is the next year. The new Pope.
Yep.
Went to Villanova.
It's a wrap, yo.
So I'm telling you, man.
He replaces DiVincenzo.
It's good for Dante as well.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And by the way, I've gotten some great ragu in Rome.
So T-Wolves versus Knicks in the finals? Is that what we're calling?
I don't know. It's possible right now. T-Wolves have got to get it together. They got to get it together.
Well, that was before they had the Pope's blessing. Now they do.
Well, for one of them.
Well, I mean, that will carry through the whole team.
We got three of them.
You know.
Who was the analyst who said it looks like they're there? Was it Colin, our friend, across the city, saying that this looks like the professional version of the Villanova Wildcats, who were just clutch. They played. They do everything. Mm-hmm. Two-way playing, everything. Are you sick and tired of talking about the Knicks right now?
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, look, and the thing is, I get it. Like, actual real Knicks fans, you should be so pumped. Like, they're a super fun team to root for. They play really hard. They give a crap. And they kind of leave it all out there.
Yeah.
And that's a fun thing when you're a fan to have that be the identity of your favorite team.
And I appreciate that.
The way
that
you said that, though, led me to believe
that
you weren't counting him in the real Knicks fans
that's not
category.
No,
I think that's what he was saying.
I'm just saying there's been a lot of, you know,
real Knicks
hopping on the,
excuse me,
the bandwagon
real
train.
Knicks fans would have ditched the team when James Dolan did what he did to Charles Oakley.
Like you did.
Like sure. I did.
Yeah.
Okay. But now I'm back thanks to Julius Randle doing his thing, and then Brunson. I mean, end of story.
Aside from the egregious flopping, Brunson's really fun to root for.
Carl Anthony Towns didn't bring you 6 months of pure enjoyment.
You know that. Yeah. I mean, you know, I love Cat. You know, love him. And he's instilled the say it with your chest trolling aspect of it. You've been on the business end of it.
Yeah, I ain't like that.
Right. And again, speaking on behalf of all Knicks fans, put it up on the screen. Oh, there it is. Dangerous Wilson. He was excited. I mean, that's a lot of yeses and a lot of R's and 4 exclamation points.
Yes, sir.
He's excited. He just said, you know, he's a big Knicks fan.
He's got to endear himself to a whole city.
I would say I welcome him, but again, he's a longtime Yankee as well. Hey, speaking of things that people might be sick and tired of talking about, Shedeur Sanders.
I was just reading a great tweet about this.
Okay. He showed up for Browns camp.
Oh, nice.
And there he is, showing up. There you go. I like it. Saying hello to everybody. And there he goes in the facility.
Mel Kiper is furious he's not the next Pope. Shout out Stuart Mandel. That was his tweet.
He's upset about that. Mel Kiper's upset about that.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the first member of our play one more time? Who will be the first member of our media world saying that he doesn't get it because he's wearing his dollar sign gear into the facility? Who's going to be the first one? Who's the odds-on favorite? He's not wearing his hat backwards, so it won't be our friend Colin.
It's not a great look. Maybe wear a brown sweatshirt.
Come on. He hasn't been there. He hasn't got it issued to him.
Did they mailed it to him?
Yeah, what are you going to?
Yeah, probably.
No, they go there and they pick it up.
Oh, so he's making the team. Then it'll be that pushback, right?
I don't know.
But by the way, our world is about branding your damn self. That's it. That's what I'm about every single day. That's why every single shot you see, at least the Rich Eisen Show, or my initials, or the color scheme, or the Roku channel, and every single shot.
Or somebody just standing behind you.
Thank you. Take more camera angles.
But the dollar sign isn't his thing. It's
yes,
his dad's.
Thank you. Monaco's feeling it because he's a Knick fan, too. And another thing, Vonnegut, there's more.
I got to make a name for myself.
That's
here.
Right.
You know how long I've been waiting for this?
So you go on, Shador.
But it's not his thing.
Vonnegut can wear his gear and just go and win the damn job. But oh my God, he showed up with his doubt. You know it's coming.
It's already here, I'm sure.
Well, you started it.
I didn't start it. I just noticed it. Everyone else will. And somebody in our profession is going to take that bait, get hooked, and make it their point that he still doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And I'll say back to everyone, you don't get it. He has every right to start marketing himself with whatever spotlight he has on him. Just make sure you make what's the main thing, yep. And everybody always thinks about a Sanders that the main thing isn't the main thing, or the main thing is being famous. You can do your job while doing yep. your own job. Marketing. Again, the way he went about his business with some teams in the draft process gives you pause, and gave a lot of teams 143 draft picks worth of pause. But you keep going on with your bad self, Shador.
Look, I'm wearing a T-shirt with my own picture on it. What
could
I say?
That's right. Look at you, TJ Jefferson.
What am I supposed to say?
There isn't an I in your name at all.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.